لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد
Yes, the any act that basically lead to of a sexual nature, whether it is flirting, looking, admiring, and so forth, stay away from this, brothers and sisters in Islam. Fusuq, openly disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jidal, that you argue that somebody in a way harms you and then you get back to them, and remember to forgive, remember to let go. Don't be so sensitive. Don't be so pushy as well. Just relax, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for this, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. You, alhamdulillah, endured a lot of patience throughout the journey in the airport, and also when you arrived in Jeddah, and you went through the they call the process of the passports and picking up your bags. And then you got on your bus, and now you're riding to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, brothers, that you're going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're saying, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ. You're saying, oh Allah, I'm coming to your house, oh Allah. I'm responding to you, oh Allah. And remember, brothers and sisters in Islam, hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fi sunan al-Tirmidhi, that every time somebody who utters the talbiyah, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ, everything to his right and everything to his left, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named rocks, hajar, madar, buildings or of that nature, shajar, trees, until no more earth. So you become the sender, you become the center of the glorification, magnifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So keep up with the talbiyah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. So you become the center of the talbiyah. Remember also, brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said fi hadith Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, the hadith is also fi sunan al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, when he was asked about the best hajj, afdalul hajj, faqala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, afdalul hajj al-ajj wal-thajj. Al-ajj is that you raise your voice with the talbiyah. We're talking about the brothers. The sisters, they just make themselves just hear their talbiyah. But the brothers, the sunnah that you raise your voice with the talbiyah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
My question is, can a woman travel without a mahram with a group of women with another group that they're offering the package to travel?
I'm sorry, I'm smiling because every single day I get asked this question. I mean, you know, we've been coming live to doing that live show, and every single day we ask this question. The answer to your question, sister, where are you calling from? What state are you calling from?
I'm calling from California, United States.
Okay. The answer to this question is the majority, the overwhelming majority of the jurists, the people who issue fatwas regarding this issue, they said no. It is a requirement for the women to have a mahram, meaning somebody must be available to travel with her. But there is the view of Imam al-Shafi'i, the view of Imam Malik, those two imams, they said it's permissible, provided that she travels with the company, in a company similar to what you have mentioned. Normally, we go with the view of the majority of the jurists, because it's normally backed up by the evidence. But still, we are at Gaidas TV. We try to present the views, and we leave you, inshallah, with the decision, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Jazakallahu khairan, sister.
Assalamu
alaikum. Assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Also, brothers and sisters in Islam, hadith Khalad ibn Sa'ib an Abi, wal hadith fi sunan ibn Majah, Khalad ibn Sa'ib, he heard his father, Sa'ib ibn Khalad, saying, we were traveling with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam from their way from Medina to Mecca, and then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam called upon his companions, and he said to them, Atani Jibreel. Jibreel alayhi salam came to me, فأمرني, and he commanded me, أن آمر أصحابي, to command my companions, أن يرفعوا أصواتهم بالتلبية والإهلال, to raise their voices when they say the تلبية and the إهلال. And then he said, فإنها من شعائر الحج, because it is one of the rituals of Hajj. فإرفع صوتك بالتلبية, raise your voices with the تلبية in your way to the house of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalam. I had a question because I heard from a lot of people saying that a girl could go to a masjid when she has her period, and other people saying that she can't go like to the masjid. So I wanted to know which one is right.
Don't go to the masjid unless you have to while you are in a state of the state of your period. But at the end of the day, there is no evidence that really bans a woman from going there. But if you go to the masjid, you need to stay away from the area of the musalla if you have your period. All right? Jazakallahu khairan. Jazakallahu khairan. These questions that are not part of our Hajj workshop, I answer them quickly because I hate the idea that somebody calls and he or she does not get an answer. I know there is a lot of details for that question, and we answered that before in details, but I'm just giving our sister a quick, what to do. Brothers and sisters in Islam, don't forget also in while you're doing the talbiyah, that you're actually doing what Musa alayhi salam did. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also fi hadith Abi al-Aliyah, hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas, fi sahih al-Imam Muslim, when he was also traveling from Medina to Mecca to perform the Hajjah, which is known to us, the farewell Hajjah, subhanallah, he, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam.
Yes.
When you go to little kids, do they get good deeds?
A lot of it. Ya Allah, a lot of it. What is your name? What is your name?
What's
your name? What is your name?
Fatiha.
Fatiha?
Yes.
MashaAllah, Fatiha. You get a lot of good deeds, Fatiha. You come back like a newborn, like a baby. Baby not like you get younger, but you get a new heart, a fresh heart, fresh start with Allah. All the sins are washed away from your hearts. You know, that's beautiful. Jazakallahu khairan. Barakallahu fiki Fatiha. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also passed by a valley, and then he asked his companions, which valley this is? قالوا يا رسول الله هذا وادي الأزرق. This is the blue valley. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as if I'm seeing Musa. Yani he's basically telling his companions that Musa passed by this valley in his way to Mecca. We know, brothers and sisters in Islam, that Hajj is a ritual, is an act of worship that was introduced to us by Sayyidina Ibrahim and his son Ismail. Like you remember from our last episode yesterday. So Musa alayhi salam performed Hajj, and all of the prophets performed Hajj. Even Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hajj before his migration to Medina. Kama qala Jubayr ibn Mut'am that he saw him standing in Arafah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Shaykh?
Alhamdulillah, sister. Alhamdulillah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Sheikh, I'm calling in behalf of for my aunt. She has two questions. One is that, first question is that before she puts on her ihram, can she apply the kajal and oil? Because I believe somebody told her that you cannot apply the kajal or oil in your hair once you wear your ihram. That's the first question.
What kind of oil? Scented oil?
Just regular oil. Any, you know, the hair is of her hair is very long hair, so she just needs to braid it. So she'll just put oil and braid it. So
even
she cannot put,
as long as it is not scented, even after the ihram, she can do that. She's just
okay,
bad.
And what about the kajal?
Say?
The kajal, the kohl that you put in your eye.
Al-kohol?
Yes.
La, kohol, la. La, no kohol.
Okay.
No kohol.
And the second question.
Yes.
And my second question, Sheikh, is when, you know, when you're normally, because she's going from India, so normally when they travel on Safa and Marwa, they give a dua, the surah, the in Surah Baqarah is, Inna Safa wal Marwata min Sha'airillahi. That's the dua. So you read that. So can you tell us what are the duas you're supposed to recite while doing your sa'i and tawaf?
Okay, inshallah, that's what we're going to cover today. Are you going to be watching us?
Yes, I am watching, and she's watching you in India.
MashaAllah. So, just keep her watching, inshallah. We're getting there. You know, we're going with the talbiyah, and then we're going to go into the tawaf and the sa'i. And bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to talk about this today and tomorrow, inshallah. We'll cover those today and tomorrow,
inshallah. And before I go, Sheikh, I just want to tell you one small thing. It's not related to us, but your program, your Ramadan is a second chance, was a big help for me and my family. So may Allah bless you and reward you in this world, as well as in the year after.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallahu khairan, sister. May Allah grant us sincerity, Ya Rabbi. Jazakallahu khairan. Barak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So, remember also that Musa, so as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I just want to say this because a lot of the brothers belittle the talbiyah. So here is the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is asking which valley this is. قَالُوا الْوَادِ الْأَزْرَقِ. He said, as if I'm looking at Musa alayhi salam, placing his two fingers in his ears. Look at Musa. رَافِعًا صَوْتَهُ بِالتَّلْبِيَةِ. Raising his voice with the talbiyah. لَهُ جُؤَارٌ. لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ. Subhanallah. Later on, the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by another thaniya. أي ثنية هذه؟ قالوا ثنية هرشة. Again, a thaniya like a valley or something. هرشة. He said, as if I'm looking at Yunus, Jana, Ibn Matta, sitting on his camel. Yunus came from Nainawa, from Iraq, to perform Hajj, sitting on his camel. And he's saying, لبيك اللهم لبيك. ويقسم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه والحديث في صحيح مسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم swears by Allah, by the one in whose hand my soul is, that Isa will descend ليهلن ابن مريم بفج الروحاء from a valley called الروحاء معتمرا أو حاجا أو ليثنيهما making إهلال for عمرة or حج or both. فكيف أبو الدة تلبية. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم. Now you are in your way to المسجد الحرام, the house of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. بيت الله, بيت الله. You arrive, you enter المسجد الحرام from Babu Salam, if you're able to. The gate of Salam, if you're able to. If it is too crowded, you don't have to. Enter from any gate, brothers and sisters in Islam. All these things are recommended acts. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Enter from any gate, brothers and sisters in Islam, and then you make the dua. أعوذ بالله العظيم وبوجهه الكريم وسلطانه القديم من الشيطان الرجيم. اللهم صل على محمد وسلم. اللهم افتح لي أبواب رحمتك. If you don't memorize all of this, just say the dua that you say when you enter any house of Allah in earth, any masjid يعني. اللهم افتح لي أبواب رحمتك. اللهم صل على محمد وسلم. اللهم افتح لي أبواب رحمتك. Oh Allah, open for me your gates of mercy. Now there is a debate amongst the scholars. Should the person pray two rak'ahs greeting of al-masjid al-haram or not? The consensus or the view of the majority of the jurists is that when you arrive for your umrah, the greeting of the masjid is a tawaf, tawaf al-qudum, going around the Kaaba. After that, any time that you enter the masjid, even if you're going to do voluntary tawaf, you pray the two rak'ah greeting of the masjid like you would normally do in any other masjid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi, brother.
Yes, sister.
I have a question. Yeah, I heard when you go to Hajj, you're going to come back with like newborn.
for that first time. If you go for a second time, the same thing, or it's...
Yeah. Man hajja. Anybody who... يعني في رواية لهذا الحديث عند مسلم. First of all, we have to also mention, provided that you fulfill the conditions of an accepted hajj. So it's not like you go and come back, you're a newborn. Right? You have to do it sincerity. You have to do it according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore you have to learn. You have to stay away from the forbidden things. You have to be nice and kind and cool to the people. You have to take halal money from halal money. And you have to do tawbah before you go. So these are conditions that you must fulfill to be granted this. But to answer your question that you mentioned, even if you go for the second time, this hadith, which is in both al-Bukhari Muslim, hadith Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man hajja falam yarfuth walam yafsuq raja'a min dhunubihi kayawma waladathu ummu. Whosoever performs hajj, provided that he does not commit any violations, he will come back like a newborn. The wording of Imam Muslim, it says, Man ata hadha albayt, whoever comes to my house. So yes, the answer is yes, sister. Jazakallahu khairan. وإياكم بارك الله فيكم. Alright, so you arrive, brothers and sisters in Islam, you enter from any gate. Like I mentioned, when you arrive for your Umrah, you go right away to the Tawaf. Of course, you entered from any place in the Masjid, so you do not know where is the Al-Hajar Al-Aswad is, because Al-Hajar Al-Aswad is the place where you're supposed to commence, you're supposed to begin the first round of Tawaf. You're going to look at the Haram, there is a green sign out there, a green light. You look for that green light, and normally you'll find a lot of people crowded there to begin the Tawaf. So you walk normally, but this round does not count at all. Remember, brothers and sisters in Islam, it is a condition. The majority of the jurists, they say, it is a prerequisite, a condition for you to be in state of wudu when you do your tawaf. When you do your tawaf, that you are in a state of wudu. So make sure that you have wudu. Then you arrive, you in front of Al-Hajar Al-Aswad, now brother, the black stone, now brothers and sisters in Islam, you're going to begin your umrah. Your Umrah with the first Tawaf, which is Tawaf Al-Umrah. Remember, brothers and sisters in Islam, with the first Tawaf, which is Tawaf Al-Umrah, you go ahead and do something called Al-Ittiba, which is you uncover your right shoulder. This is for the men, of course. We're not talking about any sisters at all. Yani we're not talking about the sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Yes.
I want to say, do little girls, when they go to Hajj, do they have to wear hijab?
Absolutely, you have to wear hijab even if you're not in Hajj. Hijab is an act of worship for a woman, wherever she is. Jazakallahu khairan. Yeah, but maybe you're asking about the niqab. The niqab, no niqab. But she could do some isdal on her face, inshallah. Tayyib. You're gonna, of course, the sunnah that you kiss the black stone. You kiss it. And remember the statement of Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, which is in Sahih al-Bukhari, which really shows you the concept of adherence in Islam. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, he went and he kissed the black stone, and he made that beautiful statement, by Allah, wallahi inni la a'lamu annaka hajarun la tadurru wa la tanfa. By Allah, I know that you are a rock, you benefit not, you harm not. Walawla anni ra'aytu rasulallah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaykum. And has it been that I saw the messenger of Allah kissing you, I would not have kissed you. Now, brothers and sisters in Islam, in the season of Hajj and Umrah, this is extremely difficult. And a lot of Muslims, they make a big mistake by trying to actually kiss the black stone at the expense of harming people. Don't. Look at the other thing. You could actually touch it with your hand, if you're able to. Touch it with your hand, if you're able to. And then kiss your hand, by the way. And then after that, if you're unable to, from a distance, just point like this, Allahu Akbar. If you did not touch it, you do not kiss your hand. So if you touch it with your hand from a distance, you kiss your hand. If you do not touch it, you just point, put it down. If you cannot raise your hand because it's so crowded, you just look at it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All of these are options that you have.
Hello?
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Since you're talking about wudu, I have a question. So what if I break my wudu while I am
in tawaf?
Doing the tawaf.
MashaAllah, that's excellent. Jazakallahu khairan. She brought up a very good question. What happens if you break your wudu while you are in a state of tawaf, while you're still doing the tawaf? Mark where you ended, go do your wudu again and come back. But I tell you, this is extremely difficult. A lot of
Yes,
I understand. A lot of the jurists, they said, go ahead and complete your tawaf the way that you did it. But this view is weak. Yani, there is a view that go ahead and complete your tawaf because it's extremely difficult. Because, you see, there is a debate between the jurists regarding whether the tawaf, there are still some who said the state of ritual impurity, the minor state of ritual impurity is a condition or not. We know that that you cannot be menstruating, you cannot have your period while you're doing the tawaf. But whether the wudu is a condition or not, there is some debate over it. But I tell you, go ahead and complete your tawaf. It's extremely difficult. If you're able to go to the well of Zamzam somewhere and hide and just try to renew your wudu, this is ideal. You come out of the area of debate. Jazakallahu khairan, sister. But make sure that you mark, if you go out, make sure that you mark the spot where you ended or where you broke your wudu, so this way you can carry on from there, inshallah. So, Afwan. So again, brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm trying to help you here with the issue of kissing the black stone. You do not have to kiss the black stone. You do not have to. Of course, if you're able to, it's wonderful, but not at the expense of your brothers and sisters in Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, go ahead, please.
My question is, what age is it permissible that the Hajj is counted on?
Age of puberty, the Hajj counts. But a person under the age of puberty, they get a reward. And the family gets also a reward if they go and perform Hajj. But age of puberty is when you the Hajj counts for you, the mandatory Hajj. That means if you go next time, then you go for voluntary Hajj. Jazakallahu khairan. Then you begin your tawaf, brothers and sisters in Islam. Now, a tawaf is a salah. Salah, but it's permissible to speak. Now, dua. You could do dua. Of course, you're going to find people, somebody holding a book of dua, and ameen, ameen. Don't do this, brothers and sisters in Islam. Between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua between you and Allah. Do istighfar. You could recite the Quran. But collective dua, it is not something that is a sunnah at all. And somebody walking in front and the people saying ameen behind, that's not good. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, go ahead.
I have a question. If you do ESPs, three of them or two of them, is that haram?
If you do what again?
If you do ESPs, like three or two of them.
Ears pierce for the earrings?
Yeah, it's like...
One is good.
What?
One is good.
Okay, what if you do three and you didn't know that?
That is okay, inshallah, but don't do it again.
Okay, thank you.
Jazakallahu khairan. Tayyib. You start making your tawaf. Remember, brothers and sisters in Islam, if you want to enjoy the tawaf, remember the day of resurrection. Because you're going to be punched in and right and sweating and it's hot. And remember that you are in the land of gathering. Remember this, brothers and sisters in Islam. And you will enjoy this. And remember that, O Allah, here I am. Save me on the day of resurrection. Make me amongst those whom you will call. Come out of the crowd. Sab'ah, seven people will be shaded under my throne. Allah says, under the throne of Allah, the Messenger ﷺ says, كَمَا فِي حَلْتَ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ. Make me one of those so I could be called out of the crowd. out of that huge crowd. Be engaged. Don't get in fights. If somebody pinch you, if somebody hit you, look at them and smile. Remember, they are also being pushed. People are going to be push you. Don't try to be mean. Don't try to be rude to anybody. Just look and smile and just walk with your tawaf. Take your time. Take your time. You're there to perform hajj. Why are you rushing? Take your time. Go around the Kaaba, 7 rounds. Now you're engaged in ibadah. There is no such a thing that for every round there is a special dua. Nothing. Has no basis whatsoever. Dua, Quran, reciting. The only dua that we know is when you reach the Yamani corner, which is the corner which comes right before the black stone. You go ahead and you make that beautiful dua. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام.
Yes, sister, go ahead.
My mom wants to talk to you, but she doesn't know English. Do you know Arabic?
Do I know what?
Do you know how to speak Arabic?
Yes.
My mom?
Yes, go ahead, go ahead. Yeah, I can, yes.
Here's my mom.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بدي أسأل يا شيخ أنا القرآن أقرأ ما أعرف تفسيره وما أعرف تدبيره هل لي أجر؟
نعم من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله whosoever our sister is asking when you recite the Quran and you don't understand it you still get a reward yes the Prophet ﷺ said whoever reads one letter from the book of Allah he gets one hasana and one hasana is equal 10 حسنات الحديث في سنن الإمام الدارمي حديث عبد الله بن مسعود نعم من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله بكل حرف حسنة والحسنة بعشر أمثالها ولا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف ولكن ألف حرف ولام حرف وميم حرف جزاك الله خيرا يا أختي السلام عليكم I forgot to mention brothers and sisters in Islam alhamdulillah that at the beginning when you began your tawaf you're supposed to say Bismillah Allahu Akbar at the very beginning you say Bismillah Allahu Akbar Bismillah Allahu Akbar at the first round I forgot to mention this when you point or when you kiss the black stone there is no such a thing nawaitu at-tawaf all of this has no basis whatsoever nawaitu at-tawaf and all of this has no basis so between the Yamani corner and between the black stone which is the corner that comes right before the black stone you go ahead and you make you repeat this dua as many times as possible rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar stop there is no wa adkhilna al janna and all of this la yani that's it rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar repeat it then you reach the black stone again then you have finished one round Then one round is done. Remember the Kaaba is to your left hand. And then you say Allahu Akbar the rest of the rounds. You're not going to say Bismillah anymore. You say Allahu Akbar and you begin the second round again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes sister, go ahead please.
I was watching you yesterday and you were talking about the Kaaba and how it was built by Ibrahim and Ismail. And I was wondering the thing on the Kaaba. It's black and has like gold writing. Was it also there in the time of Ibrahim or no?
You mean the cloth of the Kaaba?
Yeah.
La. That's something that they do every year. They change every year. The clothing of the Kaaba is something that was introduced recently.
Okay, and I have a second question.
Yes, sister.
I was wondering because right now with the problems with Saudi and Yemen, all the places, I have a cousin living in Saudi. And I was wondering if it's okay if that cousin does hajj for me or no.
Why do you want him to perform hajj for you?
Because like right now we're here in Chicago in the U.S. and because of all the problems, my parents like they canceled. They're like we're not going no more. We're staying here, inshallah.
Oh. Wait. I would ask you to wait until, you sound a little bit young to me. I would ask to wait until things change. You know, things change. So I would ask you to wait, inshallah.
Inshallah, thank you. Jazakallah khair.
Wa iyaakum ya. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu Akbar, and then you begin your tawaf again. What dua? You make it, maybe have your book of dua with you in your hand. Okay, there is no certain dua. But always remember to ask Allah for al-akhirah. Forgive my sins. always try to remember things that you done wrong in this world as you're walking around the Kaaba, and ask Allah to forgive it for you. Be engaged between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, Abu Zaid. I have a question.
Yes, sister.
What's the ruling regarding nose piercings?
Haram. Changing the creation of Allah.
So
Shaitan vowed ear piercing or nose piercing? I'm sorry, ear, huh? Ear. Ear?
If nose piercings are bad, then how come...
Ear, right? Ear?
No, nose.
Nose is no.
Okay.
Jazakallahu khairan. Then you're going to go around the Kaaba? For the second time, the third time, the fourth time, the sixth time, the seventh time, you finish your tawaf. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. We forgot to mention, brothers and sisters in Islam, that for men, the first three rounds, there is something called the ramal. Only with the first tawaf. That they start, they try to run quickly, but I tell you right now, this is going to be extremely difficult. Yeah, I mean, it's not practical at all, because it's so crowded that you cannot even do it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Naam, go ahead.
Sheikh, I'd like to ask you a question. I heard one time a hadith, I don't know where, but on the day of judgment, if you have any body piercings, it will be on fire. Is that true?
If you have any what again?
Piercings, body piercings.
Where did you hear that hadith?
I'm not sure.
I don't know of it.
Okay.
Jazakallahu khairah. So, then you finish your tawaf. Alhamdulillah, you have now done the second pillar. Remember, brothers and sisters, now, seven rounds around the Kaaba. Bismillah, the first round. Allahu Akbar, the rest of the rounds. Between the Yamani corner and the black stone. You're gonna say the dua, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And every time that you begin around, you point, you kiss, or you look at the الحجر الأسود, at the black stone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I had a question about how to perform a tahajjud. Salah?
Yes. The question is how to perform tahajjud salah?
Yes.
The last third of the night, salatul tahajjud, you pray 8 rakahs and 2 shafa and 1 witr, 11 total, 2 twos, you shorten the first 2, and the rest, yani, you prolong a little bit, if you're able to, you make sure that you finish before fajr.
Okay.
Jazakallahu khairan.
Exactly.
وياكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So with this you're done with your tawaf, alhamdulillah. Then right away you're gonna go and pray 2 rak'ahs behind the station of Ibrahim, the station that we talked about yesterday, Maqam Ibrahim. Of course, a lot of people are gonna try to pray right behind the station of Ibrahim, which is wrong. Because this, especially in the season of Hajj, is not practical whatsoever. Because a lot of people are trying to do the tawaf, and the person goes and he prays there. Go all the way to the back. Make sure that you're facing the Kaaba to begin with, because al Qibla, facing the Qibla, which is the Kaaba, you must be facing the Kaaba, and the station of Ibrahim is in your direction. Make it quick. You recite in the first rak'ah, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. And then the second rak'ah, you recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدُ. Then you go to drink Zamzam water. هكذا فعل النبي. This is how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did his Umrah. He went and he had a drink of Zamzam water. And remember, ماء زمزم. الحديث حسن, حديث جابر بن عبد الله في صحيح بن حبان ومسند الإمام البزار. ماء زمزم لما شرب له. The water of Zamzam is you must, يعني you should have an intention. So before you take the drink, make dua. Oh Allah, cure me. Oh Allah, give me a righteous child. Oh Allah, bless my children. Oh Allah, forgive my sins. Oh Allah, make me memorize the Quran. Oh Allah, make me righteous, and so forth. So you should have an intention, and you should have a dua before you drink Zamzam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Before you drink Zamzam water. After this, brothers and sisters in Islam, you try to go back to the black stone. And this is something I know is not in a lot of books, but hadiya sunnah. This is warad fi hadith Jabir. Hadith Jabir fi sahih Muslim, sifat hajjun nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma, that you're going to try to go and again do istilam al-hajr al-aswad, that you go and point at the black stone. If it is too crowded, it's going to create a lot of uncomfort to a lot of people, discomfort to a lot of people. Just point from a distance. Because before you proceed to the final pillar of your umrah, which is the sa'i between Safa wal Marwa. Here's a question. What happened if the iqama is called for the mandatory salah? Should you continue on with your tawaf, or should you interrupt your tawaf and observe the salah? Absolutely, you must interrupt your salah. Your tawaf, and observe the mandatory salah with the imam where you are. Wait until the iqama is made. Wait right there, and then pray with the imam. After the imam says assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, you stand up and you carry on from there. Now alhamdulillah, you have completed your second pillar of the umrah, which is your tawaf around the Kaaba, and you prayed your two rak'ahs, and you had your zamzam water. If you want to take a little break, by the way, between your tawaf and your sa'i, go ahead. Remember, sisters who are indisposed, who have their mens period, menstruating sisters, they do not do the tawaf. They have to wait until they become basically clear from their period. After that, brothers and sisters in Islam, you're going to find that al-Hajr al-Aswad ends, or the tawaf ends in the area of the mountain of al-Safa. And here is the answer to this, our sister who called, and also to our sister who is watching us in India, mashallah. Here is what you should do. Then you're going to go ahead and proceed to the black, proceed to the mountain of al-Safa. Of course, in your way out there, you're going to say, أَبْدَأُ بِمَا بَدَأَ اللَّهُ بِهِ. I begin with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has begun with. And you recite the verse, إِنَّ الصَّفَا. إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله فمن حج البيت واعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما ومن تطوع خيرا فإن الله شاكر عليم. Try to memorize this verse, beautiful verse. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم. Yes sister. Yes sister, go ahead.
If a non-Muslim lost a dog, can a Muslim
Assalamu alaikum. Call us again, please. Call us again, sister. أبدأ بما بدأ الله به. I begin with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began with. And then you go for mountain al-Safa and you recite the verse, إِنَّ الصَّفَ وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ أَوْ اَعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَطَّوَّفَ بِهِمَا وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. Then you go to the top. You don't have to go to the top, but you go a little bit up to the mountain of al-Safa. The important thing here is that you get to see the Kaaba. You face the Kaaba and you get to see the Kaaba. And then you begin making takbir and tahleel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum as-salam.
Yes, sister.
I'm from Colorado and I have a question. Is it haram to go to Halloween?
To do what in Halloween, sister?
To go out.
Don't do it.
Come is it haram?
Yes, absolutely. It's not our Eid, it's not our practice. Come on, let's stay Muslims, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, let's act like Muslims.
Okay. Okay.
Anything that is not in our deen, we should not do it. Okay? Jazakallahu khair.
Yeah.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Sa'ata barakatuh. Halloween. is that coming soon, I guess? Yeah. Yeah. So, after that, brothers and sisters in Islam, you go up to the mountain of Safa, and then you say, Allahu Akbar, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum salam.
Yes, go ahead please.
I wanted to ask you if you're allowed to touch a, if you're allowed to touch a dog, but the dog doesn't, does he have to lick you if it's haram?
Well, stay away from the dog, but if you go ahead and touch the dog, make sure that he does not lick you. If the dog touches you with his skin, there is nothing wrong, unless you have seen that dog licking himself. You see, a lot of times they just stand out there and lick themselves. If you're certain that the dog licked himself, then touching the dog, is you're going to have to go and wash your hand and wash the area where the dog touched you. All right, touched you, okay?
Are you allowed to touch his fur, like the fur, like if the dog comes and you touch it?
Yeah, you don't do it, because sometimes they go ahead and they lick themselves. You know the dogs, they like to lick themselves. You know that about dogs, right? When they are standing alone, they go ahead and lick them, their bodies, their skin, their, okay? Yeah, and we don't have an if you have an evidence that they lick themselves, so if they touch you, then you're going to have to clean the area where they touch you. But if you're certain that they did not, then go ahead and touch it, inshallah. Jazakallahu khair. Basically, you go up to the mountain of Safa, and you say, إِنَّ الصَّفَ وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ وَاعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَحَ عَلَيْهِ أَن يَطَّوَّفَ بِهِمَا الْآيَةَ. And then you say, I begin with that which Allah began with. What is meant by this, brothers and sisters in Islam, that Allah began in the verse with Safa? Allah said, Inna Safa wal Marwa. Indeed, Safa, the mountain of Safa, and Marwa. So Allah began with the mountain of Safa. That is why you're saying right after reciting the verse, I begin with that which Allah began with in the verse. Also because, if you recall the story of Hajar yesterday, that she began running from the mountain of Safa, and then you go there, and you face the Qibla, you face the Kaaba, you try to see the Kaaba. You do not have to go to the very top. As long as you can see a glimpse of the Kaaba anywhere, that is sufficient, that is enough. And you go ahead and you do the adhkar before beginning your sa'i. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Can a boy can grow his hair long?
Can a boy what?
Grow his hair long.
Go where?
Grow his hair long.
Yeah, it's a sunnah, mashallah, but it's a sunnah, yes, to the shoulder. Boys can grow. Rasulullah had his hair to the shoulder. Yes, they can.
And I have a question. You don't mind us asking off-topic questions, right?
Go ahead, yani. Go ahead. If it's quick, we'll answer it quickly.
We didn't want to bother.
No, it's okay. Go ahead, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Allahu Akbar, you face the Kaaba. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Three times. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. La ilaha illallah wahdah, anjaza wa'dah, wa nasara 'abdah, wa hazama al-ahzaba wahdah. And then you make dua. You make dua. Any dua that you want. Any dua. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I had a question to ask, another question.
Yes.
So, is a girl allowed to touch the Quran if she has her period?
Yes, there is no evidence that bans her from doing so.
Okay.
Jazakallahu khairan.
Jazakallahu khair.
So, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. La ilaha illallah wahdah, anjaza wa'dah, wa nasara 'abdah, wa hazama al-ahzaba wahdah. And then you make dua. Then you repeat that dhikr again, twice. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu, wa ala kulli shayin qadir. لا إله إلا الله وحده أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. And then you make dua again. And then you do the dhikr three times. And after the third time, you begin your sa'i to al-Marwa. You begin walking to al-Marwa. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام عليكم brother, how are you?
الحمد لله.
جزاك الله خيرا for all the information. I have two questions. One, when people go to Hajj, they stay in the Galata just for an hour, then they go back to their tent. That's one. And after tawaf or wudu, can you come back and do another tawaf? These two questions
yeah.
Answer.
You're welcome, brother. Jazakallahu khairan. Ya ikhwa, al-Muzdalifa is overnighting there. Al-Muzdalifa is an hour is not sufficient. The only people who have a permission to leave, and I call upon travel agents, please, ittaqullah. Yani, some of the scholars, the jurists have considered overnighting in al-Muzdalifa is one of the pillars of Hajj. لأنها ذكرت في القرآن المشعر الحرام المشعر الحرام. So the only people who have a permission to leave are the women, the elders, the children, and those who are accompanying them. And they leave when? The last third of the night, or after midnight. يعني to be يعني a little bit tolerant. But 1 hour, that's not good. You're supposed to pray Fajr there. After Fajr, make dua until you see the yellowish of the sun, and then you leave. The second question was about what it is. Our brother is asking. Maybe I'll recall it, inshallah. Maybe I'll recall it, inshallah. طيب, you begin your sa'i to al-Marwa. There are two green signs there, which is the valley. You jog, you walk a little bit fast. This also only applies for men. This only applies for men. And they go basically and then they reach al-Marwa, and then they go to the top of al-Marwa, again face the Kaaba, and make the same identical dua that you done in al-Safa. You done this way one round. You done this way one round. Yeah, the brother was asking about the farewell tawaf. Can I go back and do tawaf? Ya ikhwa, the farewell tawaf is one of the duties of Hajj. And it must be the last thing that you do in Mecca before you leave. You cannot go back and do stuff. It must be the one thing that you do before going back, taking a shower, back in your bags, and going to the airport. Or leaving to Medina. Either or. Then you come back to Safa, back to al-Marwa. Remember, if you lose your wudu while you are in Sa'i, it is not mandatory that you have wudu. It is recommended, different to the tawaf. It is not mandatory to have wudu while you are in Sa'i. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, please, go ahead.
If non-Muslims, if they invite you, like into a wedding, is it, or a celebration of this, is it haram?
Yeah, you shouldn't go because this is, you see, you could go to a wedding, for example, where there is no ceremony, where, you know, this in the name of this, in the name of that, because we're not supposed to be in the area of shirk. You could, you know, give them congratulations for wedding. But birthdays and stuff like that, I would not do it. And I would not even do it ourselves because this is not an Islamic practice. Jazakallah khairan, sister. طيب. Then you go back to al-Safa, al-Marwa, al-Marwa, al-Safa, 7 rounds. You're going to end up at, remember, with each one, you go and do that dua 3 times. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Ya dua that I just uttered, and it's available in the books. And you make dua between them. Between them. You make open dua, unrestricted dua, what you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you're facing the Qibla, the Kaaba. What should you do while you're walking? Again, the Quran, istighfar, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, making dua, anything that you want to do. With this, brothers and sisters in Islam, you have finished at the area of al-Marwa. Subhanallah, with this you have completed the third pillar of your umrah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There is left one duty that you must do, and with this you have completed your umrah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, brother. My second part of question was that after tawaf wada, can I go back and make another tawaf?
Oh, I remember that and I answered that. You should. The last thing that you do, the last thing that you do is tawaf al-wada. You have already a plan to leave Mecca. You go ahead and do your tawaf al-wada. You go take your bags from the hotel and leave. This is the last thing that you should do. So the last thing that is left, brothers and sisters in Islam, for you to do in order to complete your umrah is to shorten your hair. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم. حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه في صحيح البخاري: رحم الله المحلقين. Allah has mercy on those who shave their heads. رحم الله المحلقين. Allah has mercy on those who shave their heads. Three times. And then the companions kept asking, what about those who shorten, O Messenger of Allah? He said, also those who shorten. The jurists, they say that if you're doing Umrah, and then you're doing tamattu, that you're doing Umrah, and then you're gonna, after Umrah, you take your ihram off, and you wait until the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, In order to begin the rituals of Hajj, then you go ahead and shorten. Number one, you go to the barber shop there and say number one, and they will give you number one, and then you shave your head after Hajj, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum salam.
Now,
I want to ask you, how do you know if you're in a Sufi masajid?
How do you know what again?
How do you know if you're in a Sufi masajid?
What is that? There is something called Sufi masajid?
Yes.
وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ Masajid is for Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay? Masajid is for Allah. So make sure that yes?
But you know how there's like Sunni, and there's Sufi, and there's...
Just make sure that the people in the masjid are following the Quran and the Sunnah. That's all you have to do, make sure of, okay? Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, with this you have completed your Umrah. You go ahead and shave your head or shorten your hair, number one. You take your ihram off. For the sisters, by the way, they only do a fingertip. I'm sorry, I have to remember this. The sisters' fingertip. And please, sisters, do not do it right there. Sisters should not expose their hair to non-mahārim. Go, wait until you go to the hotel and have your husband or yourself, you shorten your hair, a fingertip only, you take just a fingertip from your hair, from any part of your hair. With this you have completed your umrah, you take your ihram off. All the restrictions that were applicable before, during the state of ihram, are now open, you're free, you're going to wait until the 8th of Dhul Hijjah to begin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. To begin your Hajj. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Yes.
Is it haram if you play the computer? Are you allowed to listen to the songs? Is it haram?
The music is haram, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Music is haram. سيكون أقواما, time will come when people will listen to the haram things, which is music. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we have concluded, alhamdulillah, the rituals of Umrah, this episode. Right now, imagine you are in Mecca. Don't forget to pray every single salah in the Masjid al-Haram. And remember, it's 100,000 times in al-Masjid al-Haram. 100,000 times in al-Masjid al-Haram. This is our last caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Yes, our last caller. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, my question is, because I was watching what you call it, that was Ahlul Bayt, that is Shia,
Can you speak up because I'm not hearing you well. Somehow there is some
salam. Yeah, because I was watching. I mean that's what they call the Ahlul Bayt. But I believe that Shia. I mean channel. The man he said that Abu Huraira, he was a Jew, and then he is not an Islamic, and he tried to destroy the Islamic.
يا أخي don't watch that. يا أخي don't watch that stuff. Don't watch it. جزاك الله خيرا. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm sorry our time is running out, and sorry to our viewers there that because Ijaz is telling me our time is up. Don't watch that stuff. Don't watch. Don't corrupt your heart. Just watch. Just go for the right things to watch, inshallah. You do not need that. Just stay away from this stuff, inshallah. جزاكم الله خيرا. I'm your host Kareem Abu Zaid, coming to you live from Denver, Colorado. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم لبيك لا شريك لك.
المنفى